You never know how many is going to be at church. It can be full or, you know. But we're here. God's here. Holy Spirit is here. Amen. I want to welcome everybody to New Life for the Nations this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Got a few more people coming in this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Got a couple things I want to share with you this morning. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. Pastor LaVarne put a good article in there this morning, and she's going to be sharing a little bit in a little bit about the Mother's Day. And the song, Standing on the Promises of God, an old church hymn packed full of the meat of the word. Amen. Standing on the Promises of God. Hallelujah. I was on the way to church this morning. As usual, I'm praying for the service and praying for the people to be here and the word and praise and worship. And I began to hear the word clap. And as I got to thinking about it this morning, the word tells us in Psalms, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Of course, we know that song that says, when you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. So clapping is always associated with the good things in life. Amen. You clap at graduations. You clap at weddings. You know, so clapping is referred to as the good things in life and associated with that. And according to a health research that I looked at this morning, there are 340 pressure points in your body. 28 of those are in your hand. Woo! So when you are clapping your hands, you're making connection with those pressure points, and it does something for you physically as well. You know, when God put our bodies together, he knew what he was doing. That's why the word says that we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen? That we're a temple where God abides. So when God put our bodies together, we were uniquely formed in our mother's womb, the Bible says. So he knew what he was doing. Amen? So when we began to clap our hands this morning, if you're one that claps, or I don't want to encourage you to clap, then you are releasing some things into the atmosphere. Amen. Psalms 144:1 tells us, blessed be the Lord my rock, who what? Trains my hands for war. Amen. And it also says, my hands for war and my fingers for battle. My fingers for battle. And 2 Samuel tells us, God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and sets me on high places. He teaches my hands to war, and my arms can bend as a bow of bronze. Amen. So when you're clapping this morning, you know, another thing that I had gotten into, and I really didn't have time to get into it, is when you're clapping, it could be prophetic. You could be clapping in the face of the enemy, you know. So I want to encourage you, if you're out there, don't do it while you're driving a car, but, you know, get up in the morning and just start clapping your hands. Amen. Let the enemy know that you're up and he's in trouble. Amen. So he wants to train your hands. So when you're clapping this morning, I want to encourage you not just to say, well, we just clap to be clapping. Clap for purpose today. Say, I'm here and I'm rejoicing in the Lord and I'm going to clap my hands. Clap your hands, oh, you people. Amen. So let's stand, and I want to share a word with you, another word this morning that God gave me last night as I was preparing for the message. So just stand this morning. As we welcome Holy Spirit into this place today, we've not come just because it's Sunday. We've not come just because it's Mother's Day. But when we come on Sunday morning, we offer our praises to God as the first day of the week. And we come to hear a word from the Lord. We've come not just to waste time. If I wanted to waste time, I'd be at home in the bed asleep. Amen. Or in the recliner. But I come for purpose this morning. When I get out of the bed on Sunday morning, I come to the house of the Lord for purpose. Amen. I come to the house of the Lord for a reason. I come to the house of the Lord to hear the word of the Lord in praise and worship. I come to the house of the Lord knowing that God's got a word for me. And I'm not going to leave here like I came, in Jesus' name. I consider today the first day of the week. And I'm going to hear a word from the Lord today that's going to get me through. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 43, thus saith the Lord who created each and every one of you. I'm adding some stuff to this. Thus saith the Lord who created each and every one of you. Fear not, the word tells us, for I have redeemed you. You know, you have been redeemed by the hand of God this morning. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It says, you've been ransomed. I have ransomed you by paying a price instead of leaving you captive. Aren't you glad this morning the Lord didn't leave you where you were at? But he brought you out by a mighty hand. Amen. He didn't leave you captive into addictions and to depression and to oppression and all of those things. But he rescued and brought you out for a purpose. Amen. He said, I have called you by your name and you are mine. God said, I knew you before the foundation of the world. I knew you was going to be right here in this place and this time. I know every tactic the enemy was going to use against you to cause you to try and quit. But he said, I've redeemed you and I've called you by your name. Amen. And I pray the high price for you. He says, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the waters of life and things are coming against you and you feel like you're drowning, God says, I'm your rescuer. Amen. He said, I'll rescue you. He said, I'll be with you through the rivers. And he said, they will not overwhelm you. So when life's pressures are coming in and you feel overwhelmed, God says that that's not going to overwhelm you. But I'm just setting you up for a breakthrough. Amen. This thing that has come against you, God says, I'm just setting you up for a breakthrough. He says, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Through the rivers, they'll not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned, scorched. Amen. You remember the three Hebrew children. Amen. When they were in the fire, God was right there with him. That's one thing we got to understand, church, that whenever we're going something, it's not that God has forsaken you or abandoned you. He says, I'm right there with you to walk you through this. Amen. And it says, when you walk through the fire, you'll not be burned or scorched, nor will the flame kindle upon you. For why? Because he says, for I am the Lord your God. Amen. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Amen. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes right now. And we'll read some things to you. And I just want you to receive it by the Spirit of the Lord today. He says, you're mine and I've called you by the name. I know exactly where you are. Amen. He said, I'm so thankful today that we belong to God who's not afar off. The scripture tells us to draw near to him. And he said, I'll draw close to you. And he is as close as the breath we breathe. He is as close as every heartbeat we beat. He is our comforter. He is our rest. He is our healer in all things, spirit, soul, and body. He is the light that shines in darkness, the hope of today and tomorrow. He's the I am of every situation that we face in life. He is our source. He is the one who says to us, you are more than enough. You don't have to prove anything to me. For you're not defined by the circumstances of your life. You're not defined by those things, but you are called who I said you are. You don't have to prove anything to me. I have made you right with me because of the blood that was given at the cross. You can trust me to make things right. When others have said to quit, I've given you the strength in me to continue to believe. It is in me you find life. It is in me you find joy. I have defined who you are. You are my sons, and you are my daughters. You are accepted in the beloved. I love you unconditionally. Don't try to find yourself in your work. That is what you do. That is not who you are. You have been called, ransomed, justified, forgiven, redeemed, made more than a conqueror. You have reason to rejoice. So rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Yes, let me be your strength. Let joy be your strength, for I am joy. Be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of life. Let your joy overflow, for you are united with the Anointed One. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you have ushered into this place, that you set up on each of us that will cause breakthrough in every area of our life. It's all about you, Jesus. It's not about us, but it's all about you. That we've been hidden in you, Father God. I thank you for each person that's in this place today, that they're not going to leave like they came, but your word is going to enlighten them and bring them into a closer relationship with you, because that's what it's all about. I thank you that we're changed by the ministry of your word.
And that word gives us enough light for the step that we're on. We don't have to see the whole picture. That's not called faith. That's called trusting in you. And faith in believing the promises of your word is what we stand on. And we're so thankful for that today. And the church said, amen and amen. Pastor Laverne wants to share.
I just want to say this. You know, when she reads these scriptures sometimes, years ago when we were doing the scripture songs, and, you know, they come to me. And Wednesday nights, I'm horrible. She'll be sharing and reading scriptures. Next thing I know, I'm looking at Sherry, and we're taking off. We're singing what she's reading. But, you know, the thing about clapping your hands, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise him, praise him. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Praise him, praise him. Shout unto God with the voice of praise. I couldn't help it. It's just like the old hymns come out. Thank you. I'm done. That was one of those before our Ricardo songs. Probably before Miriam's song. No, you remember this? Amen.
Life's gone to you.
praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I got asked this morning if I got to do any witnessing while we were sitting on the square the other night. I did not. But on the way into church this morning, I had a guy that was one of the guards at the jail. And I had some things on my mind when I was coming in here. And so anyway, he stopped. He pulled in. He was heading down the road. He stopped and backed up because he saw me. And he just come and let me know that every time he saw me, that it was such an inspiration because of the change that I'd made in my life.
Amen. And
you know, I'm going to tell you, man, you don't know who you're out there reaching or touching with your actions. It's all good.
Amen.
You know, no matter what's going on in our life, God's still in control of all this. He's got it all. You know, no matter what kind of decision we got to make or what decisions we do make, God's driving this car. You can believe that.
Amen.
There you go.
Amen.
That's a blessing, isn't it? Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Glenn.
Every victory. overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever. Awesome and great is your name. The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, everyone overcome. We will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. We will overcome.
Time, church, amen. Glad to be again amen. In the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know,
hallelujah.
I don't have a lot to say today for a change. Can you believe that? Sometimes, especially, shut your mouth and go on with it. If it ain't given to you, shut that mouth. Amen. Sometimes that's the best policy. Hallelujah. I've got Glenn on his knees this morning, though.
Thank you, Jesus.
You go ahead, brother.
Hallelujah.
is the Lamb. You are holy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He has fire in his eyes, sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me, will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? He has fire in his eyes, sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse all across this land, and he's calling out to you and me, will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Will you ride? And we say, yes, Lord. We will stand up.
Now that fire in his eyes is his love for the bride. That's the church. He's longing she be with him, or right by his side. That fire in his eyes is his burning desire. That his bride be with him, or right by his side. And he's calling out to you, right down. Will you ride me? Now he's wondering what your answer's gonna be.
Time, but it just is fresh and anointed. It's the decision we have to make every day. Are we going to ride his way? Amen.
Get the ushers to come forth, please.
I want to share this. 20 years ago, this year, I sung that song. And I don't know how many of you remember it or not, but it was the day of my dad's funeral. I stood right along here somewhere. And it was one of the saddest, but yet one of the most glorious days of my life. And that was one of his favorite songs. He loved that song. And it's a commitment that we make. And you know, we were singing the song just a minute ago, and then they're talking about he became sin who knew no sin. That's what the Word of God says. The Word of God. And he became sin who knew no sin, that we might become through him the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. He took our sin and he gave us his righteousness. We didn't earn his righteousness any more than we earned our salvation. He gave it to us. Jesus did not just become a sinner. Jesus became the very sin that we have to deal with. And he took it and he nailed it to the cross. And he made an open show of them, Colossians says, openly showed the triumphing over them in it. And he gave us the power and the authority to walk in righteousness. Amen. You want me to pray the offering prayer?
Before Laverne talked about taking up the offering in this song, I had a vision of the people bringing their offering today instead of taking it from you. So I want the you all to come up here and just put your offering buckets here and one there, and then we'll have pastor to pray over the offering. And as you come this morning, just lift your offering up to God and give it to him. Just set it down there. And then when the song ends, you all can come and get it and take it back there. Amen. But that's what I had a vision of this morning, that you come and you bring your offering to him instead of us coming to take it from you. Amen. And pastor's going to bless the offering this morning. And he can go from there. Amen.
And as you come, bring in your offering. If you come with your wife or whatever you do. Believe God that as you sow this into new life for the nation, that not only is it going to be used for the glory of God, but in return, God's going to bless you and meet your need right where it is. because he said he would.
We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done for us. And now, Lord God, in this little token of our love for you and our obedience, we come and we give. We give unto you as you have given unto us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And we were not redeemed by perishable things like silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. And may we be faithful to you, Lord God. And may we listen to that voice. And may we watch you and follow you as we ride through this life. That our hearts will always be in tune with your heart. That the choices that we have to make, that we will make them, Lord God, not based upon our feelings necessarily, but upon what is right and what your word says. We'll stand on it, Lord God. And we will, Lord God, be your army across this land. We will take the gospel to whoever we can. And we thank you, Lord God, for it. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
The crown on his head and the scepter in his hand, and he's leading the armies all across this land, and he's calling out to you and me. He's asking, will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord.
Yes.
I got one more to sing. And I got up this morning. I had Granny Draper on my mind.
Amen.
I sure did. I miss all them peppermints I used to get. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm sitting right there in that row. I always get me a peppermint after I got done right here.
That's she gave them to everybody.
Yeah, but she gave them to me the most. Go ahead, Glenn.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks my sea. When I'm lost, it sends out a light that I might really see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me home. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. And that lived around me says turn that lighthouse down. The big ships don't pass this way anymore. Ain't no use in it standing ground. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just I saw the light. It was the light from that old lighthouse standing way upon that hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him.
Wait, wait a minute. They're going to do the Mother's Day thing.
Mother's Day thing, okay. Yes. I need all the mothers to come up front, please. I felt led to. I'm going to.